We'd like to welcome you to the Town of Daniel Council meeting, Monday, December 23rd, 2024, at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B, 55 South, 500 East, Heber City, Utah. This is a special session, and we'll go ahead and thanks for all of you being here. We'll go ahead with agenda item number one, which is public comment. Anybody have any public comment? I don't see anybody here, so we'll go to...
We need a motion to open the public hearing.
Correct.
They're not there yet.
So we'll go to agenda item number two.
Okay, sorry.
Which is a public hearing for Daniel Ordinance 2024.12.23, Town of Daniel Adoption.
Can you correct that? Should be... Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Town of Daniel Adoption of the State Mandated Subdivision Ordinance. I'll call for a motion.
So moved. Motion to open public hearing.
Okay.
Second it.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Slaughter, yes.
Okay, so we're in public hearing. So that ordinance is right there in front of you guys. And if you have any questions, I've asked Eric if he would just field the questions or explain what's there.
The ordinance is to your left or to your right, Gary.
Yeah, I'm just reading this.
So I can nutshell it for you if you want me to.
That'd be great.
Okay, so the state of Utah decided that they wanted to get involved with subdivisions because they're taking too long to get done. They passed some rules and they want them adopted in everybody's statewide. Senate Bill 172 and House Bill 476 requires that we adopt those because that's where we get our authority from, is the state. So they've mandated we do this. What it does is there used to be two reviews, one at the start, one at the end, and you could add things to that as it goes along. They've taken that away now. You could do a review at the front or a review at the end. That's when you add one of the two. So our ordinance, and I directed Lisa, our attorney, to put it at the end because we always think of things as that move through the system. And so we'll have that done at the end. If there's something in there that we don't like, the water lines, the sidewalks, anything, we can add in that final review. The final review, you'll see that written in there, the ALUA, that's the Administrative Land Use Authority. We've designated our engineer to be that authority because I don't think anybody has the expertise that he has. When we get down to the nuts and bolts, does everything, is everything engineered, is it going to work to grade? That should be somebody that really has that kind of background. So that's where we're different from a lot of different ones, but a lot of people have their own engineers in-house. We don't have one that's hired by the town full-time. So that's the nuts and bolts of it. Everything else is just everything you see in there under red. They've added to, this is our code. Everything in red is what's been added to it to meet the state mandate.
They have the same copy.
Is this redlined? I don't see.
They have the same copy.
You don't have a red line?
No. I don't have a red line copy.
You want the red line copy?
No, not necessarily. No, I think we're okay.
So one thing,
John, do you want the red line copy?
I'm just wondering what was added.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of different pages.
Is there?
But this is state mandated.
It is state mandated. And so the reason that the attorneys, we had to get them involved is because what the League of Cities and Towns is doing is when the state mandates something, they're making them put money with it. And so the state's paying the bill. On this mandated thing, they've allowed $125,000, I believe, for each municipality to get this up to speed. And so we, on the list of people there was, the law firm that we used with Katie, Smith and Hart's Fixin', they were on the list. So that's how we ended up with Lisa Baskin to do this. And she did awesome. We almost slept through it because we was so busy doing other things with the water company and everything, our engineer leaving. That's why we're doing it tonight. It has to be done by December 31st.
So is the allocation of the money, is it a lump sum money to all entities, or is it just as needed? Up to that maximum?
Up to that maximum, and they bill the state directly.
Okay.
And so that was what the League of Cities and Towns was trying to tell the legislature. Oh, you can regulate us, but you have to pay. The little towns don't have the money to do this.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here with the attorneys.
I'm glad to see my tax dollars is going to use.
Yeah. Well, and they start mandating stuff, and we're just stuck doing that. I mean, there's plenty of other we've been mandated, and we don't have the money to do it. So
we're
trying to do that in-house. So that's all that does, basically, is change that, the review process, and how long you have to do that. You have 15 days from the time that they submit that you have to act on that application. So that's very fast turnaround. The thing that it does allow, and we've done this in the past, is they come in for a pre-meeting. Now we can't require a pre-meeting. The developer has to request that. If they're smart, they'll do that. They won't wait till you get to review, and then bam, you gotta need all
this. Knock them back a step, yeah.
Yeah. But they certainly can do that. It's really not geared towards us. It's geared towards big municipalities and big subdivisions. But we fall under that clause.
The umbrella.
In a nutshell.
There's a ton of red in here.
Yes.
I mean, it's like,
Yeah, it took a lot to get our code up to it. And if we would have slept through this, this would have been on us. We'd have had to done all that.
Wow.
So we got her on the stick quick, and she did this all in a month.
So does this change anything, like what are legal subdivisions in our town, or
just the process.
Setbacks?
No,
anything
just
like,
the process of subdivision is
just
all that.
Just the process of doing it.
Yep.
And just to answer one other thing, too, is like we still have the conditional use permit, still through the planning commission. Everything is the same process.
All the same.
But the Jones and DeMille has the final sign-off after we go through all that. So really, we still have all of our say.
Yeah, and what they did was take that away from the councils.
Yep.
If you read that, the town council cannot be on that review committee.
Wow.
They took that away. I guess that's where they're, because you're quasi-judicial, I mean, you guys are legislative. And so they took that away from you. Everything else is administrative.
So that's all, subdivisions are all administrative now, pretty much.
Pretty much, yep.
Wow.
They'll come for your blessing, but you won't be able to change anything.
Yeah. Hmm. So I'm sure you've read through this, Eric, and you feel good about it and whatever.
Well, what choice we got?
Yeah.
I don't feel good about any of it.
Well, the attorney reviewed all of this, right?
Yeah, so Katie's, I got an email from her because I said that's usually how it goes, motion to approve, subject to legal review. And so Katie wrote back, I made the corrections as we went. I mean, having them in-house, both attorneys, that was nice because that was saved us a step. So Katie says, yeah, I made a couple of corrections, but that's because she's the one that has to defend it.
Yeah.
So I thought it was good she would have something say in it.
Yeah.
This Lisa's a sharp gal. She's on the ball. And of course, you know Katie is. Katie's a really smart gal.
John, the copy you're reviewing is what went to the Planning Commission, just so you know.
Yeah, this
for their review. The one that I handed out, already took everything into account. And the Planning Commission, after the public hearing and everything, voted to send it through.
So this does not, this does not have the redlined issues in it.
It doesn't.
It's okay.
John,
that's right.
John House.
It's not incorporated in this.
Yeah, it is incorporated.
Okay. That one is ready to go with the action.
So does this affect any current subdivision planning or anything?
No. Nope, it's everything that's new. If this doesn't pass tonight, we need to meet in January and put a moratorium on until this is passed, because we'd be outside the scope of the law.
A moratorium on subdivisions?
Yeah.
But we don't, I mean, really, we don't have...
We have a couple popping in.
We had a couple ones.
Right, but right now, we have no subdivisions, but we have the possibility, we're looking at the possibility of one.
Yes.
Okay, so we have no applications for subdivision or anything yet?
The last one we had was Rowdy's, and so that one's through, that subdivision's done.
Done?
Yep.
Okay, so no pending ones?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, I shouldn't say that. Geneva is. Geneva subdivision is it, but they'll fall under the old rules because they've already applied.
Okay.
So the Geneva one is.
That's that, all that Erickson property?
Yeah. I didn't, was that a recent thing, or has that been a while?
So they, well, it's been pretty recent, so they annexed in, and then they immediately filed for subdivision and conditional use at the same time to try and work through the process. But the annexation isn't complete yet.
That's in the planning commission, right?
No, it's past there.
Oh, it's past there now, okay.
Yeah, we're waiting for the lieutenant governor's office to final that.
Yes.
We tried to get on the county, Kim's called the county, and we tried to get on their agenda to get their blessings, and they're just like, oh, we don't want to hear it, so.
And Joey wasn't willing to just sign off, she wants us to go through the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, well, they have the final say, but usually the county would sign off, and then the lieutenant governor says, okay. But the county, we're too small, they don't care. All that stuff going on north of town has got their attention.
So is there subdivision like residential buildings, 5-acre lot type thing?
It's just a 7.5-acre subdivision out of that 53 acres. Mm-hmm. It's just where their site is.
Oh, okay. So it's not for like homes or anything like that?
No, just back in that industrial section.
And it's industrial. All of the land is industrial.
It's about the same size as CMC, it's just right next door to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Which was pretty active planning commission meeting.
Somebody said it went to 11 o'clock.
10:30. We got out of here at 10:30. It was packed. There was no room. We had chairs. It was packed.
Really?
They did recommend the subdivision to the town council, so that'll be on the next agenda. However, they continued the conditional use permit. So we'll hear more about that.
We'll hear that first of the year.
But everything that's new will come underneath this new ordinance. Should you pass it tonight?
We should, right?
You know, it's like opening a can of worms, and then how many worms get out initially, you know?
I mean, the legislature talks every year about taking away our zoning.
Yeah.
That they want to control the zoning, because they think that the problem with zoning is the housing problem. Cities are zoning the houses out.
And we all know...
They threaten that every year.
We all know who runs the housing and development in the state of Utah.
Yep, it's on the floor every year that's discussed.
That's
it's
exactly
never made
right.
It to a vote yet, but... It could happen.
Did you get my drift, John, on that?
On what?
On who controls.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't, yeah.
You say what you want, but Carrie, you fucking man.
I know, but I...
The recorder's on.
So, any other questions or any other concerns from... Either one of you guys. Okay. So, I'll call for a motion then.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Okay.
Second it.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Colger, yes.
Lauder, yes.
Okay. Let's go to agenda item number 3 then. Possible adoption of DO 2024.12.23, Town of Daniel adoption of the state mandated subdivision ordinance. I'll just go ahead and read that. Ordinance number D.12.23, 0.2024.12.23, dated December 23rd, 2024. An ordinance of the Daniel Town Council amending subdivision provisions and procedures. Recitals. Whereas Town of Daniel is a municipality and has authority to regulate subdivisions in general pursuant to Utah Code and point subsection 10-9A-601 ET SEQ, and I'm just going to say that way.
Okay.
Whereas Town of Daniel makes revisions to the existing subdivision ordinance of Town of Daniel as set forth in Title 8 Land Use and Development Code as required to comply with Senate Bill 174 in 2023, and whereas Town of Daniel makes revisions to the existing subdivision ordinance of Town of Daniel as set forth in Title 8 Land Use and Development Code as required to comply with House Bill 476, 2024, and whereas Town of Daniel has authority to adopt subdivision regulations and procedures pursuant to Utah Code and dot 10-9A-601 in accordance with the Municipal Land Use Development and Management Act, Title 10, Chapter 9A, Utah Code, to establish an administrative land use authority for subdivisions and other provisions as necessary and appropriate to comply with Senate Bill 174, dated 2023, and House Bill 476, 2024. And whereas the Daniel Town Council deems it necessary to amend its ordinances accordingly and for the protection and preservation of the public health, safety, and general welfare. Be it ordained by the Daniel Town Council as follows. Number one, Title 8 Land Use and Development Code. Daniel Town Code is repealed and reenacted to show as shown on Attachment A to this ordinance. Number two, severability. If a court of competent jurisdiction determines that any part of this ordinance is unconstitutional or invalid, then such portion of this ordinance or specific application of this ordinance shall be severed from the remainder, which shall continue in full force and effect. Number three, direction. Staff are authorized and directed to make such non-substantive changes and make other actions required to finalize, post, and publish this ordinance. Number four, effective date. This ordinance will take effect immediately upon posting and publication as required by law. Okay, call for a motion.
Motion to accept. Motion to adopt the state mandated subdivision ordinance.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Blatter, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to hand you this piece of paper. And when you mark this, you write on it how you voted on this one. And on the one behind it.
There's two where you write how you voted, and then one that's our typical signing sheet.
Initialed.
You got three chances to get it wrong.
I was always taught three times was a charm.
Third time. Okay. Usually breaks a tie.
Just think about that, Johnny. You signed your name more tonight than we have in quite some time.
Yeah.
And he's a southpaw on top of that. Jeez.
You know, I found out this weekend that my little grandson's a southpaw.
Oh, really?
His what?
A southpaw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that.
Nothing wrong with southpaws.
No.
They just missed this page when they was on the way down.
Megan's little grandson, or little son. So we'll let Gary sign that, and then we'll move forward if that's all.
Oh, this is the same. This is no signing here, huh?
There's several.
There's you'll have to initial and sign three times.
I want to make sure I get that. Yeah, and the pen quit writing.
There you go.
Yeah, that's too much ink.
Okay. We'll wait for him to get signed. Item number four, which is public hearing on DR 2024-12.23, ordinance to move previously allocated ARPA funds to the Daniel Municipal Water Fund and the Storm Haven Water Fund. So I'll call for a motion.
I make a motion that this is a resolution, right?
Well,
yes.
We could go to open a public hearing.
Open the public hearing to discuss the possible adoption of DR 2024-12.23 ordinance.
Second.
Okay.
Water.
Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Cole, yes.
Murray, yes.
Okay. So we'll go into this this public hearing, and do you guys have any questions on that? So basically we had $127,464 in ARPA money, and if I get something wrong, Kim, you correct me. Several months ago we voted to split that in half. We put half of that into water funds and we put half of it into the road fund. The road fund we spent in this last road project, we used the ARPA funds first and utilized some of the state road tax money. I thought that we should use the ARPA money first and then save as much of the state tax road fund money as we could for another project. This $63,732 that we allocated to the Daniel Municipal Water System and the Storm Haven Water System for repairs and upgrades. We need to get that moved into where we can utilize that. We have we don't have to use it until April, is that correct?
We can use it anytime. We have to, by the end of the year, have contracts for any remaining dollars. However, everything that we've used to date counts towards that. The problem is the ARPA money was in its own designation in our accounting software. When I talked to Ben Probst, he said it's more proper, because the water companies stand alone, to separate those from the general fund and to account for it that way. And we put in a new chlorinator and some other things. So in order for us to go into our year-end audit, non-audit, our agreed upon procedures, it would be better to have those already designated, so it's already in there. So he said that I could make corrections until I turned it into him, but since we were already having this meeting, it made sense to do that so I can get all that information to him. Besides the fact we have to have contracts in place by the end of the year for any remaining funds, and it was hard to tell what remaining funds there would be in the water funds, and then to split those appropriately.
So if I understand this right, so then the cost of the chlorinator, we had already paid for that, but we can take the money out of the ARPA to pay back
exactly
to the water company. So we're looking at,
yes,
what was it, $18,000 or something like that? So the actual amount of money going, of ARPA money going in, is going to be minus... Not,
no, it will all go in.
Oh, okay. And then you'll show a payout.
That,
okay.
Yeah, and then
okay,
we'll show the payout.
Okay.
Appropriately.
Okay.
I was showing it inappropriately,
so,
because I was taking
right
it.
So you're actually going to show it paid back to the town.
Exactly. So
okay,
it's just taking this money and putting it over
okay
here instead of over here. We're not changing allocations. We're not even really changing the budget per
sure
se, because those monies came out of the water funds anyway.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. I'll call for a motion then.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Okay. Second it.
Okay.
Call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Colder, yes.
Blair, yes.
Okay. Number five is the possible adoption of Daniel Resolution 2024-12.23, ordinance to move previously allocated ARPA funds to the Daniel Municipal Water Fund and the Storm Haven Water Fund. So I'll just go ahead and read this in. I don't have to call for a motion yet, so.
I need to change where it says ordinance in there to resolution, just so you know.
This one says resolution right
okay
here. So.
So, but as previously read, it should have said resolution instead of ordinance.
Correct. So I'll change
okay
those.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Resolution. Okay. Instead of ordinance. I see what you're saying.
See?
Yep. Got
okay
you. Okay. Town of Daniel, Utah Municipal Resolution. Resolution number DR 2024.12.23. Approval date is December 23rd, 2024. The effective date is December 23rd, 2024. The short title, this resolution is a resolution approving a final amendment to the allocation of ARPA funds in the Danieltown General Operations Budget, Water Enterprise Budget, and Storm Haven Water Budget for the fiscal year 2023-24. The purpose of the resolution is to approve and adopt the proposed budget amendment to place $127,464 in ARPA funds held in the general fund, which were allocated on April 1st, 2024, to the Town of Daniel Public Works, Daniel Municipal Water System, and Storm Haven Water System. $63,732 in ARPA funding was allocated to the Town of Daniel Public Works for road repairs, and the remaining $63,732 in ARPA funding was allocated to the Daniel Municipal Water System and the Storm Haven Water System for repairs, upgrades, and costs related to becoming compliant with new lead and copper testing rules. Resolution, whereas the Daniel Town Council, the legislative body of the Town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, having reviewed, considered, and adopted budgets prepared by the budget officer of the Town of Daniel, having held a public hearing for public comment, hereby moves to amend the adopted budget related to the allocation of ARPA funds for the fiscal year 2023-2024 to $63,732 to Public Works for road repairs and $63,732 to the Daniel Municipal and Storm Haven water systems for repairs, upgrades, and costs related to lead and copper testing efforts. The public hearing was properly noticed, and public comment was solicited and considered. Be it resolved, accepted, and approved by the governing legislative body of the Town of Daniel, that the Town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, hereby adopts the amended budgets for the fiscal year July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2024. A copy of this amended, of the amended budgets are attached. Okay, call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
So did a motion get made to adopt that?
Oh, yeah.
I'll call for a motion, sorry.
I make a motion that we adopt DR 2024.12.23.
Okay, do I have a second?
I second it.
Okay, call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Okay, pass that down to Gary. No possible closed session tonight, so let's pass that. Go to agenda item number 7. No, call for a motion.
Adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, call for a vote.
Walton, yes.
Kohler, yes.
Butter, yes.